on the issue of identifying or naming the members, because I saw the name of members for the minutes. So that's like what I'm going to kind of comment on another side of the event. So I don't know if the new client occurs to me or what.
Then clap on the minutes later. I think we of course there's a way of writing minutes, I guess, in Parliament. But I always prefer minutes that capture the decision rather than the general command. Because don't forget that general comments are made in the purpose of ensuring that you then comply with the issue. The woodman who calls so and so most says things. And then mostly you are sleeping or doing this, you don't want to cross it. General, what you want to capture is that is the point that we make. And in general, try to capture that way. Not in a perfect way, I'm crazy. I think that's what it's like every year. And that in quotation is very much in terms of the problem in terms of that. But I think we'll work it out just where we need to come in. Of course, following what the Parliament says. But also trying to remind ourselves that we can capture the essence of the meeting. And then otherwise, it will be very long meeting because we have many points and sometimes that's not very helpful to do that. And also, things we could school by people who are not in the meeting generally and cause another problem for people. Is that right?
We are, yes. Okay. I have a few questions, but the number of revenues is one thing I have.
Okay, can we proceed with that? Then we'll call it to the general to capture the whole issue.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah,
just
so
you
know, I just mentioned that there are an issue which is easy of talking about Africa vis-a-vis the time. So in the last meeting, we assigned them as to go and sort out the finance issues around that net. While that net are not discussed or were they not asked to kill and watch for that net. Because to me that net is still in.
Well, I don't recall them answering any question in that matter. I think general comments on their part was briefing us about the state of the folks in South Africa in terms of cabinet and that was the main effort. And not really about from the fund. I think as they come in official meetings, they must address them. So surely there must be a letter that goes to them again reminding them to come. But the essence of the meeting is the issue of cabinet issue and leadership. And then the discussion of those issues around development and transformation. And then we never spoke up in this issue, and I said, so we should raise this matter to hunger. Just to give us what are the issues there, but also, they were really coming to come to give us an annual report on the state of that both in South Africa. They capture a lot of things, really, and also I think they're a problem. I think we must make follow up on the question of this on the front and try to find out what we can do to address that outstanding issue. Okay. Then, Honorable Speaker, I think we're moving for adoption of those corrections. Moussa Sekonde. Okay, colleagues, we'll do that. As you are saying, of course, I think it's a crystal point. We'll sit down with the team that trust them in it, looking how the Parliament instructs them to do, just to do minutes the way I thought it was very easy to do. Because they assist you as a scriber, only to follow decisions. That is a very critical area of taking critical issues in a minute, but we'll look at it with the signature and the leadership of the committees. Okay, now as minutes are adopted as amended, can we proceed and deal with the problem?
Can you just ask something? How do you
has already outlined what the agenda was, and next Tuesday will be the 14th, preceded by the State of the Nation address. That being the case, I think it would be appropriate for the committee to get a briefing from the department, their response to the State of the Nation address. And the second point being the progress report on the job creation strategy of the department, seeing that one of the main focus of government is job creation. And the department has been informed and is preparing to come and brief the committee on those two issues. The second Tuesday being the 21st, it would be a briefing by SASCOC on their preparations for the 2012 London Olympics, as well as accreditation of sports federations, which has been a very thorny issue with the sports federations. So perhaps SASCOC, I thought, should explain to the committee on what is the criteria for accrediting sports federations, and perhaps even inform the committee on the database of sports federations that they do recognize, and then maybe even finding issues from that point. The second Tuesday, the 28th February, there's a newly formed board in the National Sports Council, which has been in contact with me, so I thought they should be here to bring the committee on what their mission objectives are. The sixth, on page three, Cricket South Africa, I'm not sure if it would be good timing for them to come, seeing that the Nicholson Commission has not yet wrapped up its work, but the program is really a proposed program. But the key issue is not necessarily the Nicholson inquiry, but the development plans and implementation of the Indaba resolutions by Cricket South Africa. And then on the 13th, we would have, it's a period for a presentation of budget votes. Generally, all government departments during this time present their budget vote and strategic plan before Parliament. And then perhaps the committee can decide, because in the past we have had a budget vote hearing with different stakeholders who get grants from the Department of Sports, like SASCOC itself, Boxing SA, to come and make a case for, like Boxing last week did. On page 4, the 2nd to the 6th of April, being a proposed oversight visit on the sports facilities that the that they have a number of challenges that they want to bring forward to the committee, and I thought it was appropriate for me to include them. And also, one of the key things is to see if in the wrestling arena, whether the resolutions are really being implemented or at least being considered for implementation. And the 17th is the same issue, development plans, because really the National Sports Plan has outlined a new path for sport in the country. So I thought for this year the committee should consider the development plans as well as the resolutions themselves. So we are hoping that SA Rugby will do the same. On the 24th, we will consider the budget vote report. Before the budget vote is debated, there has to be a report that the committee would adopt prior to the budget vote debate. This is a repetition. It should be on the 8th. It should be another question. It should be not question. Even the second one. And then I'm just jumping to maybe the members should bear in mind that this is just work in progress. And as the chair says, next week we would consider it for adoption and members would come up with the proposals of what. In fact, my humble suggestion would be that before next Tuesday, members can send me their proposals that I include in the program so that Tuesday, we consider and adopt it. On the 15th of May, we would consider and adopt the oversight report if the oversight as it has been approved and has been undertaken by the committee. On the 23rd, usually, why I set 2 days aside, usually, you know, members would say, because it has been an oversight visit over a week, and there would be different interpretations, and people would feel that something has been omitted by the prescriber, and it has been included. So this is why I have 2 days on this thing. And then the other one, it's China, South Africa. I've also received something from them. Tennis has taken a back seat in the country, especially in the disadvantaged community. So I thought it would be very nice for the association to come and bring the community. Basketball is one of them on page 6. The same thing. And on the 12th, I have the department to brief us on the quarterly performance. And one of the most important issues is accreditation of foreign nationals. Previously, the subject has been, hotly debated in the media as well as in the sporting fraternity. For example, the coaches of Pirates or Chiefs, or even coaches of our national teams being foreigners, whether there's any regulation or policy on the department needs to at least brief Parliament on whether the regulations governing the accreditation of foreign personnel. So I thought it would be appropriate. And then the second one, this box in South Africa. The reason why I put it there, I can also put the question that was posed by Honorable Chachere, that we need to give progress on the Resolve Fana issue as well. But also put this is a follow up to a meeting that was held last week with them on. that at least before they present their annual report, September, October, by that time, they should take the committee in their confidence that indeed they have corrected what they said they would correct in the previous meeting. And then you have Karate South Africa. Here I'm hoping to even include boxing or what they call King Boxing. What do they call it? I'm hoping to get all of them. Without boxing clubs. I'm hoping to get those associations for clubs here. So that they're explaining where do they affiliate to, where they affiliate to Fastcourt and what the challenges are. And in July, I'm hoping to put another application for the study tour. So the proposed countries is Switzerland and United Kingdom as previously. However, members are welcome to propose other countries. But that application still has to be made because it's according to the broad parliamentary framework, July it's oversight of study tour period. So I thought we should include it there and perhaps try our luck in the House Chamber. On the 24th, if that study tour has been undertaken, we'll have just a session, reassess the program and look at the lessons learned during the study tour without really having the report, just a session. I thought I could go wrong. The 31st, it should be another sports federation there. The 7th, because the London Olympics will be taking place, I think, in July. That the committee needs to have maybe a feedback on the challenges that we experienced there in the London Olympics, whether we had any medals or what, and the outcome of those London Olympics being presented by Fastcourt. This one, I think the 14th from July. I will leave that one open. The 21st is Athletic South Africa, being an affiliate of Sasco, on the development plans and implementation of the Indaba resolution. Then on the 18th, we'll have a briefing by the Department on their quarterly performance. This would be the second quote. This would be another quote. So it's still okay. The 23rd would be Swimming South Africa. They have not been before the committee in a long period of time. And then the second one, it should not be the 26th, it's Hockey South Africa. And then on the 2nd of October, it will be the Department of Sports and Recreation on the annual report and a progress report on the monitoring of the implementation of the sports in Java by the department as the custodian of sports. And then we'll have on the 9th page, we'll have page 9, we'll have the briefing by the the investigation into the alleged maladministration as indicated previously. Yeah, by the chair. And then we have a briefing from one of the speech categories, drug free sport. And then we have then we'll consolidate those reports which would form the BRR report. We'll consider the BRR report and adopt it if there's nothing that we then on the 30th I'm proposing SAFA on the preparation for the AFCON 2015. And then on the 6th of November, I hope we'll consider the statutory report and perhaps even outline the business plans for the next year, 2014-2015. The last page number 10, we consider all our outstanding minutes. And consider the business plans for the year ahead. And then the 19th, I'm suggesting Premier Sokali on the development plan. And how far are they in the Ndala resolution implementation? The horse racing industry as well. I suggested there as the last item. Yeah, member starts to adjust. I've given the draft program to the researchers, so we're working together.
Requirement from their act that they must provide the framework for proof of
going to require money. They have to consult a lot of stakeholders in the country. That on its own is going to require money. They have to have some marketing mechanism for them to professionalize boxing. We do know that they are facing challenges of broadcasting, development of all of their amateur boxers. And they've got a problem on critical appointments of their chief financial officers, for instance, their media liaison officers, and board, corporate secretary, and so forth. Those are key things that require budget, a lot of budget. I'm talking in the context of legislative imperatives facing boxing South Africa. Of course, there are issues of infrastructural development in the boxing. I can name all of these, but as I'm posing the question to the committee, how do we think we can assist boxing? Because with the current budget they have, there's nothing they can do. There's absolutely nothing they can do in the context of all these legislative imperatives they are facing. Because it's going to be unfair of us to say, what have you done in the period under review? They will always point it back to say, look, we don't have resources. We wanted to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but we didn't have resources. Now, I wanted to ask if it is possible for the committee to sit down with the committee of appropriations or treasury, I do not know, but I'll be happy to get the guidance from the committee on how do we, as members, ask in the process of it. To get out of the mess they are in. Thank you.
The chair of the
coming on the 14th. They need also to
second issue is the issue which we call it leave, a tabular conflict. The issue of the overseas service. I was told when I was acting that, look, the moment when that committee has a full-time chairperson, then there's this trip can be set up. So I think it's correct what Mr. Lee says, that we need to push for that thing. Really, and as you correctly say, the other committees have been in and out of the country. The other issue, Comrade Chair, you spoke about hockey. We must also speak about cycling. Yesterday, Comrade Chair, I was invited by a club of Perth. That club is over 100 years. Now, there was a fight on the field. Now, each and every time there's a fight in this province, it's only the people of Kala who have been found guilty. We had such a case in Heidelberg, which I dealt with until they lifted all the suspension. Because to me, when this comrade briefed me yesterday, they have a footage of what has happened on that day. But when they went to the DC, they were not allowed. So, and the other thing is, this racism in this province is very high. And right. When there was a preparation for the sports in Daba, I asked the deputy minister for the attendance register for this one of this province. Because when you go around and you meet people, they were not aware of that sports in Daba. And they don't want opposing views. I had to phone when I was already in Cape Town and ask her, why has TARC not been invited? Because TARC is raising the real issues. So these are the things which we must look at, Comrade Chair. Because if we are not going to do that, then we'll be not doing justice to our work. The other issue, Comrade Chair, Banyana Banyana, they are not getting the necessary support which the other federations are getting. And I think that we have to correct that. Come to the issue of rugby. You see, the issue in rugby, Comrade Chair, the provinces have got their own constitution. There are certain matters which the mother body can't deal with because they will be told that, look, this is not your terrain. So, we will need also to call these provinces to come and account for what they are doing. Because in some areas, we go to the Pumas. Our people can't get the facilities there. So those are the kind of things which we, if we say that we're doing oversight, we need to look into those things. Let me stop there.
Last one that I have to do. You know what? Pistorius was named
and then of course they're not Olympic Games. They're not Olympic Games or Olympic codes. But I think they're important for us when we are great people that I think we should do it correctly. It is critical that we identify those department countries, bring us on some of them that have been undertaken. And then because if we don't do that again, we tend to alienate the majority of people who are still doing their own individual things. For example, in what areas they do this thing. I think we should identify them in the department that is despite just transformation and development across every other aspect around transformation and development of sports in our country. I think we should do that. And then I think with the point that you are raising also that the London Olympic Games, I'm not sure if we are qualifying now or not. Very few people anyway will come back with some mess venue. And because they're not developed sports, they're not transformed sports, generally speaking. So we only want Makai and Jimmy Kenya to have a squad in cricket to take 100 years. If every 10 years is one sport, one person is given so 100 years is the age of the age. And then if you want to have a full team there. Because I think we are living in terms of driving the real issue that has an impact to society. The impact to society is about development and transformation of sport in our country. So there are the issue that the WIP is very much addressing. Because really they are affiliated at the same time, they run their own shows, they don't respect other organizations. I think the bigger problem is again about ourselves as members of parliament and judges. One issue that I think we are lacking, we must look at it with department, is to look at the existing Act of Parliament and identify that in this Act of Parliament in order for us to tighten the overall value of sport. Bearing in mind again that sport is run by sport federation, not by government, but by sport federation. But government is an enabler. You make it easy for them to do their work, not running on their behalf. But all the structures that are there, they must run the sport parliament. Because I think there's an argument among all of us that sport developed and transformed properly can create a lot of jobs. That's what we should be focusing on. Our efforts to work on some of these issues. And I think the point is raised, I think, about the boxing sort of thing. I think the point that I think you are raised is raised that to be very critical area, but department from time to time will come. Department will be invited from time to time. There will be no specific area. It's not that for Parliament they look at, you know the work of any institution anyway, very predictable. You know it's opening now, it's budget now. This thing will remain with us for the next 100 years I guess. But that doesn't mean that members of Parliament can't improvise or start to ensure that integrity is managed. There are a lot of national sporting codes. In fact, not all of them are here. And I think members of parliament must identify them themselves. Because sometimes you remain two or three permitting that they come there, it's very fast. Some of them are very small, but it's important to give them access to us too, where the discussion with us. Because we may really ask them also to understand what are the issues. Even ourselves have to understand what are the issues. And you know, there are these ones that are very big, that are well sponsored, but there are thousands of other projects. That are real, I think that's suffering. I think the point that you are raising is the issue of large size and blood sanitation, I think it's important, I think it's that problem. And I think the intention really, I think, that of this is presented for members really to stand in it, to look at it, and then next week when we adopt it, at least we have already adopted it, rearrange it to ensure that it works accordingly. But again, we say that when we visit, we are oversight visit. We should visit this, that we've been talking about, the regional formation. Because really, to land in this case, so they must be asking them to meet. Therefore, the use of the committee is to land there, that we meet with the political leadership there, the committee, because our counterpart every time I come for. That we meet with our counterpart, first and foremost, chairperson of the committee there, the team, we meet the briefer. Meet with this structure there and have a real discussion. But discussion really is about profound issues really about the profound issue of development, access to sport. Because some of these facilities anyway are not accessible to many others. I think they think I've got to my answer. I think as we send this oversight function for business, we should also be very intimate with this code, information and information. And then it would be important to really serve us earlier on. Just have a discussion with them because sport on soccer is also very popular. Given the fact that there are World Cup legacy projects that we are going to be visiting. Some of them they may not be there anyway, the club, but my business is still going to be there in the real sense or not. But it's possible for people to say they build a bridge and they go together and not bring them to the river. But it does happen sometimes. Therefore, we must go there, see this thing, in order for us to be strong about the capability. And then I think if we do that, then for the members generally, we'll be able then to capture some of the issues that they lead and the region face. And the final cost from the one issue must be resolved. But also, they were, I'm also addressing an issue that I think the International Federation, like the UC, IGF, all those things. In fact, it brings us some of these things are very exciting how the international web was going to operate. It's just important for us again to engage with them and ask them there. I'm not sure whether a committee of parliament can be a local government. Because we must address the thing ourselves. I think the government has to set up a choice. Because any time you can allow every member of parliament to go to the man, you can come higher than the man. Because there will be no sufficient money in any department. No department will come in. I can tell you, the human segment, they come and justify many things about that. And we may end up with a huge problem. I'm not sure if the research address is not here. And then why, of course, we have to work accordingly, but at the same time, we are mindful what we should do and what we should not do to ensure that we don't end up with some of the issues that can cause them and that conflict with our community. It's very easy for ministers that you know overseas in other countries. Ministers don't need members of parliament to help for that. In South Africa, it's not that. Because the budgeting process in South Africa differs completely from how other countries are budgeting. Therefore, the difference is important. But I think we should look at that share. And Mr. Van der Linde is great. If the other point that you want, I think there will be neutral sport in natural. I'm not sure if it was sport in natural. When we're going there, I think it was only soccer. So there was many things that were happening. Yeah, but now all those things have collapsed from this in all these areas. It's something that we're saying that it must really work out in the department. And to revise some of these sports. Because there are a lot of sports that have collapsed, boxing, in fact, I think in Virginia, in sport. When sport was going there, there was a boxing there, Virginia, there's a boxing camp. It was very serious. And everything has happened to collapse completely. It's something that I think the committee must push. And ensure that it's where, even in Karoo, there will be spots there that was very popular, but just disappeared. Besides flowers. Flowers and colors. And I think that for it, we have not identified all the national sporting codes. Because many of them, when they use it, they complain that they are isolation. Their intention is not to isolate any sporting code. You must allow them space to see members of parliament and raise their. And then, therefore, imagine this night. That's right. In fact, we may have two sporting or three sporting codes implemented as a committee on some of them on this small. But I think we should allow ourselves space to be able to attend to such in every sporting code. We don't know them. I think the department will assist us on the indigenous game. Whether the department is working on this indigenous game or not. Because I know that the Eastern Cape that is included the issue of the fighting KZN and everywhere. That is in these matters, and so that there is another coaching, lava lava things, whatever. There are a lot of things that are raised in Syria for those regional, those rural communities. of course, they want to invite their weeds around there. They want to invite sometimes in Malam, Marathian, to the other spot. I'm not sure I can watch Marathian. But I told the folks, okay, folks. So, but the point that we are trying to say that if people come to the weeds and say, come with me, we would want to bring you a promise on this one. Surely they would want to see the shepherds immediately. For us, we can't say, no, the problem now is closed. We are going to meet with you next year. Because you may not know all of them. I think for the God that they are saying that we always remain flexible in terms of our strategy. But we focus on real issues to make impact in our society. I think that's what we want to do. All this quote unquote, don't forget that people are very happy just to see a member of parliament. And then I think the Greek community when you went there, they were very happy. So we know the reason why they share their sins and their grief with the members of parliament in various provinces, countries, and cities. But I think the point also that they are raising is good sport and it's very good to come. And they are doing it well, faster to meet with them. But I think the department also is working on some of the things. Is it still being launched on the 15th of February? The problem, anyway, is that the president is responding to the Chinese King. It's going to nominate. Oh, okay. That's fine, but I'm saying that it disadvantages members of the board committee. Because we can't be out, the president is flying, and then still the July week, and then the president is still very good. But it was really going to be very nice for members of this committee to go there. We may consider to apply for the lifting of the week for members of the committee. I think we will enjoy that. I think that that's what they really wanted to make as a proposal. Yala. Yes.
Thank you very much. Just a small thing. In addition to Wanyana Wanyana, can we also call them from South Africa?
What?
That bond. Yeah, because they are facing a very serious challenging issue. Yes, do you have any focus on that? And the other thing, I think we have passed a law in this parliament to safety at sports and recreational events. I think most of the federations are not aware of it, but I think it should form part of our meetings with all these federations. And the last thing, Chair, I think the federations are very low upon the issue of the number of days allocated to our oversight vis-a-vis the number of the provinces. Because 4 days attached to 5 provinces are not going to be just so much reason for each other. Thank you, Chair. They want to think seriously about other things.
that's not a problem.